High school basketball on 95.3 The Score.
I'm going to drive baseline up at the rim. Oh my goodness, that is the dunk of the playoffs.
With the right hand, Lucas Wilson with authority.
Tonight's game is brought to you by Bi-Mart. Get ready for your season for less.
Pump fake, now a three. He fouled and he gets it to fall.
The best player in the state of Oregon shows you why.
Gonzalez, corner, fadeaway three, nails it, oh boy!
That one touched the sky!
Now, let's head to the game. Here's Alex Braga.
Good evening, thank you for joining us, everyone. Well, this is it. Just one more week in the regular season for high school basketball in our state. Seems like just yesterday football season ended, and we had our first game, but it was actually like 3 months ago. Time flies. And this season has been really good. If you are a follower of our local teams in the Eugene Springfield area, first of all, girls teams are killing it this year. Sheldon on the verge of finishing the Southwest Conference undefeated right now, 20-4 overall. Churchill and Springfield both in the top five, tied for the Midwestern League lead at 13-1 in the conference. The Marist girls, despite losing a lot of talent to transfer, are still in the top 10 at the 4A level. But as good as the local girls' teams have been this year, the boys are head and shoulders dominant this season. Southwest Conference has a three-way tie with Sheldon, North Medford, and South Eugene. The Axe are in the top 10. But the Midwestern League at the 5A level is where our two teams play tonight. And they're part of a group of four local teams in the top 11 in the state, including number 1, 4, 5, and 6. Our game tonight is 4-6, facing off with a chance at second place in the league. It's been a heck of a season, but with just a week left, prime seeding is on the line. Tonight, we bring you the Willamette Wolverines playing host to the Crater Comets, live from Willamette High School right here on 95.3 The Score. Good evening again, everybody. I'm Alex Braga. Thanks for joining us tonight. Churchill locked up the Midwestern League for the seventh time in the last 8 years with a win over Willamette on Tuesday. But not all is lost because the Wolverines have been great this year. Willamette is historically a not good boys basketball program. Their girls program has won several state titles. Lexi Bando, you might remember her. But the boys have never been able to get off their feet. But they're 17-5 right now and outscoring teams 62-50 this season. That is a long ways from what they've been doing over the last 10 years or more. As a matter of fact, in the last 10 seasons, the most games they've won an entire year was 12, which they did twice, last year and 2013. They have just four seasons with over eight wins in the last decade. And again, they doubled that this year. This is their best season in a very long time. So Chad Carpenter has his team absolutely rolling right now. Also worth noting that this is the season Willamette returned to the 5A level and the Midwestern League after spending 6 years in the 6A Southwest Conference this season. So it could be that the Wolverines playing back down at their proper level is just what the doctor ordered for them. One more week and the Wolverines are in the playoffs. But if they want comfortable seeding, they need to win out, because two teams are on their heels, the defending state champions at Thurston and Crater, the team they are playing tonight. I mentioned earlier Churchill won seven of the last eight Midwestern League titles. That's because Crater won it last year behind the state's player of the year in Kiefer Edwards. He graduated last year, but remained. But what we
Bob from Jackson's Complete Auto Care here. Give the gift of security with our Sweetheart Special. 3,000-mile lube oil and filter service, rotate the tires, inspect brakes, battery, heating, and cooling system, plus our 60-point visual inspection for just $59.95. Call Jackson's Complete Auto Care or find us online at jacksonscompleteautocare.com.
You're not alone out there on the financial field. Columbia Bank has an entire team dedicated to helping you win. From managing cash flow to customized loans and treasury management, our team is there to help you achieve your goals. So no matter what you're determined to do, let us help you bring it home. Find out more at columbiabank.com. Columbia Bank, where relationships rule. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Snip, snip, Vaz is a song we sing. A vasectomy won't hurt your ding-a-ling.
Will it feel the same while making whoopee?
Our whoopee will be full of yippee.
The needles down there, they kind of scare me.
Just man up and get your vasectomy.
Howdy, y'all. Oregon Urology Institute introduces the Snip City Snip Club. Now you can ride solo or schedule your whole posse for a vasectomy party. Call Oregon Urology today to reserve your tournament appointment for March 21st or 22nd.
I hear those docs are pros at snip snip.
And all you gotta do is your pants unzip.
Well, I think I'll do it. I'm good to go.
You're booked for tomorrow, thought you should know.
Snip snip as is the song we sing. A vasectomy won't hurt your ding-a-ling.
High school basketball on 95.3 The Score. Tonight's game is brought to you by Bi-Mart. Get ready for your season for less.
Well, where was I? Welcome back to the high school basketball game of the week here on 95.3 The Score. Is it bad when the computer you're using to do the broadcast just all of a sudden turns off? Because that's what just happened to me. All right, I know I was talking about Willamette. Time to get to Crater. Crater won the Midwestern League last year behind the state's player of the year in Kiefer Edwards. He graduated, but remained was one of the biggest recruits in the state, and that is Nate Biddle. He is everything you would want in a big man. 6'10", 185. College coaches really would like to see that weight change a little bit, but he is fantastic defensively. He has really quick feet and can not only score around the rim, he shot 40% from three-point range as a freshman last year. For his class, which he's a sophomore right now, he is a five-star recruit. Already offers from Oregon, Oregon State, Cal, USC, UCLA, Arizona, and a lot more. But they also have a great point guard this year in Jaden Brainis, who does a great job distributing to guys, but can also score from anywhere on the floor as well. This Crater team is young, extremely talented. Brainis is a junior, Biddle a sophomore. Hunter Chubb, who hit two threes in their win over Ashland on Tuesday, is a sophomore. So even though they didn't win league this year, they still have a lot of great basketball ahead of them, and that could include a playoff run. But first things first, they got to win here at Willamette. And so that is it, kind of an introduction to both of these teams tonight. Again, it is Willamette and Crater here from Willamette High School with the High School Basketball Game of the Week presented by Bi-Mart. Get ready for your season for less at Bi-Mart. Willamette number 4 in the state, 17-5 overall, 11-3 in league, and Crater number 6 in the state, 16-7 overall, and 10-4 in the conference. All right, the American flag is actually, it's kind of cool out here at Willamette. They have it up in the rafters, and then it kind of rolls down and hangs over the court. It's really, really cool. Well, anyway, that has rolled down, and we're all set for the anthem out here at Willamette High School. When we come back on the other side, it's going to be Willamette and Crater with the Bi-Mart High School Basketball Game of the Week here on 95.3 The Score.
It's men and women trained to be their best. It's Americans committed to the ideal of the citizen soldier. It's our neighbors, the ones dedicated to defending our freedoms and protecting our way of life. Like the father of three who served on the front lines during Desert Storm, or the accountant who spent last weekend with her unit destroying tons of illegal drugs, stopping them from reaching our streets, or the student who took 2 weeks in the summer to help rebuild a flood-ravaged town. The Army National Guard is all of these people, people like you and me, strong, dedicated, capable, honest, proud. And they will always be here, serving the communities they're a part of, just as the Army National Guard has been doing for over 350 years. The Army National Guard, Americans at their best. Become the best. Call the Army National Guard at 1-800-638-7600.
11-year-old Mehdi lives in Ethiopia in extreme poverty. Like every child, Mehdi is a world of possibilities. But the world tells her otherwise. It tells her she has no value. It tells her she has no voice. It tells her she has no future. It doesn't have to be this way. Child Fund works in 25 countries to ensure that millions of children like Mehdi grow up healthy, educated, self-sufficient, and safe. Our programs help children fulfill their potential, no matter where they were born. Through Child Fund, children like Mehdi know their value, raise their voices, build a future. The right thing to do for Maddie? Help change the world around her. Help her realize all her possibilities. Child Fund International. Learn more at childfund.org.
For those fortunate enough to help the person who has always been their hero, find the care guides you need to help at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
You support the communities where you live, work, and play every time you shop and save at Bi-Mart. Warm your tummy with Progresso Soups, now 3 for $5. Stay healthy with Bi-Mart Vitamins and Supplements and save 30% off. Please your pooch with Purina Dog Chow Wet Dog Food, now $4.99 for 6 cans. And for cuddly softness, save on Snuggle Dryer Sheets and Fabric Softener. Shop local, spend local, stay local at your Northwest employee-owned Bi-Mart.
It's the world's largest indoor garage sale, brought to you by Goodwill Industries of Lane and South Coast Counties. Thousands will walk through the doors of the Lane Event Center March 23rd. To reserve your 10x10 spot, stop by Cumulus Eugene between 8 a.m. and 5 p.m. at 1200 Executive Parkway, Suite 440, right next to Red Robin. The 15th annual world's largest indoor garage sale, Saturday, March 23rd at the Lane Event Center. Brought to you by Cumulus Media and Goodwill Industries of Lane and South Coast Counties.
High school basketball on 95.3 The Score. Tonight's game is brought to you by Bi-Mart. Get ready for your season for less.
What up, everybody? Thank you for joining us tonight for the Bi-Mart high school basketball game of the week here on The Score. Easy for me to say. I am Alex Braga. Tonight's matchup, the number 4 Willamette Wolverines against the number 6 Crater Comets. Willamette this year 17-5 overall, 11-3 in conference. Crater 16-7 overall, 10-4 in league. Both teams introduced out here, and we're just about set for the tip-off. Crater in their traditional orange top, orange shorts with the black coloring, and Willamette in their home white with the maroon trim, and Crater wins the tip. Willamette doesn't even try against 6'10" Nate Biddle, who easily wins it and gets it to Jaden Vranis. Vranis now passes over to Biddle. Biddle's just going to shoot a three right off the bat. No good, but the long rebound goes to Crater, and Nathan Horton out with it. He gets it to Vranis, top of the key, and Willamette gets back into their zone defense in this basically to limit Biddle, as we have a foul away from the ball as the pass trying to go to Horton, and he is bumped. So they got Jondre Smith, a senior, with the first foul of the game, and Crater to inbound underneath the basket, and the ball just kind of slipped out of the player's hand as he tried to get it from the official, and so the ref chases it down and gives it back to him. It's going to be Hunter Chubb to inbound, gets it inside. Now it's going to be a three ball on the way for Horton, and Horton knocks it down right off the bat. Nathan Horton left open in the corner, and he knocks it down, 3-0 Crater. He had 10 the other day against Ashland, and off to a hot start tonight. Willamette the other way with it. It's going to be Luke Burke outside the three-point line, dribbles inside, now passes out to Owen Cross. Cross a lefty going against Vranis, a little crossover now into the lane, leaves it off for Burke. Burke on the sideline now, and gets it inside to Jacob Curtis. Curtis backing his man down, now hands off to Burke on the baseline. Leaves it inside for Smith, and Smith loses the handle. Made a nice move to get the defense off of him, but as soon as he went up for the shot, it slipped out and went out of bounds. And so the turnover will give the ball to Crater with a three-point lead. Minute into our ball game tonight. And Biddle gets the ball outside the three-point line, passes over to Vranis. Vranis now back to Horton. Horton off a screen, shoots another three. No rebound goes to Burke for the Wolverines. Quickly up the floor to Smith now. Smith outside to Tyler Culliver. Culliver cross-court to Curtis. Curtis going to shoot a three ball. No good. Long rebound on the floor. Looks like it's going to go out, and the official needs help, and he gets it, and it's going to go to Crater. So you like the look for the big man, Curtis. He is a good outside shooter. Scored 18 in their loss to Churchill on Tuesday. Couldn't get that one to fall. 3-0 Crater. 6.5 minutes remaining in the first quarter. Nate Biddle outside the three-point line with the ball. Passes over to Hunter Chubb. And Chubb tries to pass the ball inside, and it's knocked out of bounds off of Willamette. And so Vranis is going to inbound underneath his own basket. Vranis gets it in and now gets it back outside the three-point line. Dribbles inside, trying to beat Burke and can't, and now passes across to Kruger Edwards. And Kruger Edwards, 15-footer on the way, knocks it down. Kruger Edwards, a junior, Nothing against Ashton on Tuesday, but already with two here. Luke Burke the other way. Pass outside to Culliver. Culliver backs his man down inside the lane. And little hook shot in there. No good. But the rebound, Jondre Smith puts it up and in. Jondre Smith, the first two for Willamette, and they're back to within one. Edwards now in the corner. Passes out to Vranus. Vranus now to Biddle. Biddle has Culliver guarding him. Thought about a three. Now passes back out to Vranus, who's going to reset the offense. Pass over to Horton on the right wing. Now back outside to Biddle. Biddle now back to Horton. Right side pump fake gets Smith in the air. Now brings it down and goes into the lane. Oh, what a great pass up with the lay-in is Horton. And that play was all Chubb. Or excuse me, I think it was Chubb who got the basket. Jondre Smith nearly has it stolen away for Willamette. And now he's on the floor diving for it against Biddle. And it's going to be a jump ball. Possession arrow going to stay with Willamette. So you like the effort by Smith there. Yeah, it was Horton who got the basket there for Crater. So he's got five. Culliver to inbound. Quickly gets it into Luke Burke. And Burke backs his man down into the lane. Pump fake now outside to Culliver. Culliver, 15-foot jumper on the way. No good. Long rebound goes to... Looked like it went to Kruger Edwards, who then gives it to Biddle. Biddle all the way up to Horton. Horton, Euro stepping the lane up with a lay-in. And timeout Willamette. They need it. All Crater so far. All Nate Horton so far. Already with 7 points for the Comets. And they lead Willamette 9-2. 4:57 left in the first quarter here on 95.3 The Score.
Bob from Jackson's Complete Auto Care here. Give the gift of security with our Sweetheart Special. 3,000-mile lube oil filter service, rotate the tires, inspect brakes, battery, heating and cooling system, plus our 60-point visual inspection for just $59.95. Call Jackson's Complete Auto Care or find us online at jacksonscompleteautocare.com.
It's back. The Papa John's Philly Cheesesteak Pizza, made with steak from the original Cheesesteak Company. You can take home a large pizza tonight for just $12. Locally owned Papa John's Eugene.
High school basketball on 95.3 The Score. Tonight's game is brought to you by Bi-Mart. Get ready for your season for less.
Alex Braga here from Willamette High School. Willamette with the ball trailing by 7. Nearly got a layup by Owen Cross, but a foul is going to be called on the floor. So far in tonight's game, 2 points for Kruger Edwards for Crater, but 7 from Nathan Horton, who had 10 the other day against Ashland. The senior leading the way. Taking some shine off of Nate Biddle, the five-star sophomore center. Burke gets the inbound, gets it to Culliver now inside the lane, outside to Smith. Thought about a 15-footer, instead drives in and passes out to Culliver. Culliver now gives it to Burke on the right wing, gives it to Cross, nearly stolen away, and it is stolen away. Jaden Vranus with the ball. 3-on-1, going to go up with a lay-in and lays it up and in. Jaden Vranus, nice defense on one side, turns it into points on the other side, and Crater all over Willamette here early on. 4 minutes remaining in the first quarter. Willamette trailing by 9 as Burke goes to the rim, gets fouled, misses the shot, but he's going to get to shoot too. See who the call is on. Looks like they got Nate Horton with the foul. So that is his first. Second foul against Crater. As the free throw up by Burke is no good. And again, Luke Burke, 10 points against Churchill in their loss the other day, as Churchill ended up winning the Midwestern League for the 7th time in the last 8 years, as Jondre Smith takes a seat and Luke Smith checks in, as the second free throw is good by Burke. Willamette now trailing by 8, 11-3. Jaden Vranus outside the 3-point line, trying to get a screen from Biddle. And now backs off of it, and now Biddle sets a screen. He's going to come left. Cut off, nice defense by Burke for Willamette. Jaden Vranus now into the lane, up with the left hand, off the rim, and goes in. Boy, I said good defense right at the start, but he ended up beating him. Cross the other way, thought about a three, instead going to take it down, gets it to Curtis. Curtis, well, that's not a very good pass. Trying to get it into Culliver inside the lane. Just way too hard and threw it at his feet. And another turnover by the Wolverines. 13-3. Crater here early on, all over Willamette. Vranus dribbles right, gets a screen from Horton. Now looking the other way. Cross-court pass to Hunter Chubb. He shoots a three. It's long. He knew it and chased it down. Burke up with a rebound, and I think he's fouled. Let's see who the call is going to go against. Yeah, it is. It's going to go against Hunter Chubb. So Chubb, who missed the three and was chasing it down, got a little too aggressive and kind of jumped into the body there. So his first third team foul against the Comets. Owen Cross to bring it across the timeline. Brainus guarding him. Dribbles left, now passes it over to Culliver. Culliver on the left side, looking for room, nothing there. Now passes to the right wing, it's going to be Smith. Smith going to drive in the lane, up with the left hand, off the glass and in. Aggressive move by the sophomore, Luke Smith. He scored 12 against Churchill on Tuesday. He gets his first two here tonight. Brainus tries to get it to Biddle, and that's going to go in the backcourt. Let's see if he saved it. No, he didn't. Biddle tried to use that 6'10 frame to get back and save it to one of his teammates, but couldn't quite get there as his foot was on the midcourt stripe. And so the turnover is going to give the ball back to the Wolverines. Again, trailing by 8. Need to get something going here offensively as their sixth man, Luke Smith, finally got on the board. Burke dribbles right, now passes to Cross in the corner. Cross over to Curtis. Curtis going to shoot a top of the key three. Yes, sir! Jacob Curtis, the senior, with his first 3 points of the game. And Willamette inching back in this thing, trailing by 5. Student section to my right starts to make some noise. Biddle gets the ball, 15-footer from the baseline, no good. Rebound goes to Burke, and now Willamette's running. Going all the way, leaves it off for Culliver, up with a lay-in and good. Great job by Burke to penetrate into the lane, draw the defense in, and just leave it off for Culliver, who had an easy lay-in, and Willamette's back to within 3. Brainus dribbles right off a screen, now passes over to Horton. Horton trying to get it inside to Biddle, a little too high, and it's stolen away by Smith. Just went right off the backboard and right to Smith. He dribbles up left wing now, leaves it off Cross, wide open in the corner. 3 ball, no good. Well, you don't see that very often, and the rebound goes off of Curtis and is going to go to Crater. Well, you cannot leave Owen Cross that open very often. He is their star scorer. But he just couldn't get that one to go. So Crater leading by 3. Bringing it up the floor slowly. It's going to be Vranus. 2 minutes remaining here in the first quarter. Dribbles left off a screen from Biddle. Drives in. Looked like they were looking for the alley-oop, but Willamette cut it off. And now pass outside, and looks like it's stolen away, and it goes out of bounds. Off of Hunter Chubb. Nice defense by Luke Smith. And it goes right off of Chubb's foot and out of bounds. Crater now guarding in the backcourt. Cross trying to get it into Smith and does, and then gives it right back to him. Luke Smith, the nephew of former Oregon player A.D. Smith. Not sure if anybody out there my age remembers him. Cross now dribbles into the lane, goes up with the left hand, off the backboard and in. He went right at Biddle. Didn't have any problem with it. The senior with his first two, and now Willamette's back to within 1. 13-12, a minute and a half remaining in the first. Blake Eaton on the right wing, passes to Biddle, all the way out near the midcourt stripe. Now it's back to Eaton on the right side. Trying to get it to Vranus, instead gets it to Biddle. He's still outside the three-point line, being guarded by Culliver. Vranus, right wing with the ball now, dribbles inside, cut off by 2 Willamette defenders, and now forced to throw a wild pass to Biddle, who comes down with it. Now over to Eaton in the left wing. Eaton now outside to Vranus. Great defense by the Wolverines. Now inside to Biddle. Biddle guarded by 2 players, goes up with it, misses the shot. Nice defense by Curtis, and the rebound goes to Luke Smith. Smith now double-teamed. Gets it over to Curtis. Curtis dribbles up slowly, now gives it over to Smith, who gives it to Cross on the right side. 40 seconds left in the first quarter. Willamette trailing by 1. Cross fakes off a screen, now leaves it out for Curtis. Open, pump fake now inside the lane. Goes up with a right-hand lay-in. He went at 2 defenders and made a beautiful move in the lane to get to the rim. And now Willamette's on top. 14-13 Wolverines, 15 seconds left. Vranus just holding it out near the midcourt stripe, waiting for the clock to wind down, and now he's going to start the play. 8 seconds, 7 seconds. Dribbles left, fakes a screen by Biddle, now passes out, and it's stolen away by Cross. Cross, midcourt three at the buzzer, off the rim, no good. Boy, he thought that one was going down. He kind of held the hand up, thinking it was good, but it was not quite. But a great comeback by the Wolverines after a hot start by Crater. Sees Willamette with the lead as we end the first quarter. Our score after 1, Willamette 14, Crater 13 here on 95.3 The Score.
It's the world's largest indoor garage sale, brought to you by Goodwill Industries of Lane and South Coast Counties. Thousands will walk through the doors of the Lane Event Center March 23rd. To reserve your 10x10 spot, stop by Cumulus Eugene between 8 a.m. and 5 p.m. at 1200 Executive Parkway, Suite 440, right next to Red Robin. The 15th annual World's Largest Indoor Garage Sale, Saturday, March 23rd at the Lane Event Center. Brought to you by Cumulus Media and Goodwill Industries of Lane and South Coast Counties.
High school basketball on 95.3 The Score. Tonight's game is brought to you by Bi-Mart. Get ready for your season for less.
Welcome back here to Willamette High School. Alex Braga bringing you the Bi-Mart High School basketball game of the week here on The Score. Thanks for joining us tonight. Our score after one, Crater, a hot start, but trails Willamette 14-13. And the Wolverines, again, right now, second in the Midwestern League behind Churchill. Churchill locked up the Midwestern League on Tuesday. But Willamette, right now, a one-game lead over Crater and Thurston, looking to hang on to that. Nate Biddle with the ball in the right wing. Passes outside, thought about a three to Nathan Johnson. Now he traveled. Actually, not a travel, it's a double dribble. As he got the ball, took a dribble, and then pump faked, moved around a whole bunch, and then dribbled again. And that is a double dribble. Textbook definition of said double dribble. Luke Burke brings it up for the Wolverines. Pass over to Smith. Now he gets it back. And he's just going to dribble to the right side. Pass outside to Cross, top of the key. Being guarded by Chubb. Swing it all the way around to Smith. Now he gets it to Burke on the left corner. He goes, drives inside, takes a baseline jumper. No good, not even close. And the rebound goes to Hunter Chubb. And Chubb brings it up. Cross-court pass now to Vranus. And Crater's going to set up the offense. Pass over to Biddle on the left wing. Biddle has not been able to get inside at all. Has it knocked away by Culliver. Has to chase it down and tips it over to Vranus. He dribbles left inside the lane. He falls down, and they're going to say a foul's the reason he fell down. And let's see who they go. Yeah, they got it from Luke Burke. It's an interesting call there as Jacob Curtis kind of came over and bumped him and looked like that's the reason he fell. But they got Burke with his first. It's the second team foul for the Wolverines. Chubb to inbound from underneath his own basket, looking for the alley-oop to Biddle, and we got a hold to prevent that. See who they got there. That one was on Curtis, so Jacob Curtis, his first, third team foul for the Wolverines. And you got a 6'10 guy, and so you're going to try to get him. He gets the inbound and just shoots a three, and he misses it. The rebound goes to Burke. I was going to say, try to get him around the basket as much as you can. Cross, dribbles inside, outside to Smith. Smith, right corner, three, back rim, no good. Rebound to Chubb. Chubb to Vranus. Vranus quickly across the timeline, dribbles left, nearly lost the handle, did. Somehow knocks it over to Chubb, and Chubb resets. And Vranus maybe a little out of control, trying to slow things down now. He's got Burt guarding him out near the midcourt stripe and calls out the play. Actually waves Horton away. Now pass over to Edwards, inside to Biddle. Biddle triple teamed and has it knocked out of bounds by Smith, who came over from the other side. I think one thing is fairly obvious, that Willamette is not going to let Nate Biddle beat them as he checks out to get a rest. Chubb to inbound, all the way across to Horton. Horton fakes a pass outside, now leaves it over for Chubb. Left wing jumper, no good. Rebound to Culliver. For the Wolverines, to Smith, all the way up to Cross. Cross with an easy lane, and it's good. Actually, it looked like a goaltend, but the ball went up and went down anyways. And Crater wants a timeout, and Willamette, after a slow start, is absolutely on fire right now. It's a full timeout. We'll take it, too. 6:16 left in the first half. Willamette 16, Crater 13 here on 95.3 The Score.
You support the communities where you live, work, and play every time you shop and save at Bi-Mart. Warm your tummy with Progresso Soups, now three for $5. Stay healthy with Bi-Mart vitamins and supplements and save 30% off. Please your pooch with Purina Dog Chow wet dog food, now $4.99 for six cans. And for cuddly softness, save on Snuggle Dryer Sheets and Fabric Softener. Shop local, spend local, stay local at your Northwest employee-owned Bi-Mart.
High school basketball on 95.3 The Score. Tonight's game is brought to you by Bi-Mart. Get ready for your season for less.
Welcome back to Willamette High School. Our score is 16-13, 6-16 remaining here in the first half. Hot start for the Crater Comets, but Willamette responding well at the end of the first quarter and now into the second. By the way, Willamette head coach Chad Carpenter in his fifth season, 54-75 overall. So you hear that record, and then you hear the fact that they're 17-5 this year. And you can see that he has really turned around things after his kind of a rough start. Crater with the ball. Brainus outside the three-point line, top of the key. Jab step now passes to Chubb on the left side. He is guarded by Cross, really close. Dribbles left now, passes off to Edwards. Edwards fakes a pass now out to Brainus. Just no room for Crater. Inside to Chubb, outside to Horton. Horton pump fake now inside as a block from behind by Smith. Cross out with it, tries to throw a wild right back by Horton. Has it poked away. Nearly stolen away again. Gets it to Edwards. Five-foot runner in the lane. No good. And the rebound goes to Curtis. Chad Carpenter saying, hey, settle down. And Willamette does slow things down as Burke brings it across the timeline. Around the back dribble inside the key. Tries to get out to Smith, and it's poked away by Edwards out of bounds. And Willamette going to retain possession as Biddle checks back in for the Comets. Heading to the bench is Blake Eaton. Brainus also takes a seat. Braden Ray comes in for him. Luke Burke now on the bench for Willamette as Alex Puckett gets his first action, a sophomore. Culliver to inbound, gets it to Smith. Pump fake outside, now inside. Passes out to Curtis. Curtis dribbles inside the lane against Biddle and has it sent into the stratosphere. That is, there was absolutely no chance that ball was going to get to the rim as Biddle rejects it out of bounds. So Willamette retains possession at least, and Curtis is like, yeah, maybe I won't try that again. Culliver to inbound from the baseline. Gets it to Cross. Nice defense against him, but he comes down with it. Dribbles inside the lane. Now outside Curtis. Three ball from the wing. No good. And the long rebound goes to Chubb, who's out with it. His third rebound tonight for the Comets. Up to Biddle. Biddle in the transition. Goes up with a shot. He's fouled and will go to the line. Couldn't get the shot to fall. Kind of a wild play in the lane. But again, every time he goes in there, he is hounded by Willamette defenders. Didn't quite see who got the foul there. Fourth team foul against the Wolverines. And Biddle knocks down the first free throw. His first point of the game. He had 17 points and 14 rebounds against Ashland on Tuesday in their win. Hasn't been able to get it going tonight. And Biddle knocks down the second free throw as well. He has such a nice shooting touch for a big man, for anybody, but especially a guy who's 6'10". I said it in the pregame, 40% from threes last year as a freshman. 6'10", 185. Luke Smith passes over to Cross. Cross in the left wing, dribbles inside. Now leaves it off for Curtis. Backing down Biddle, backing him down. Now he's not going to take a shot and pass out to Cross. Cross step back three. Back rim, no good. Rebound to Biddle. That's his first. Now he's just going to dribble it up the floor. Pass it to Horton on the right side. He's going to go baseline. Nothing there. Pass outside to Ray. Now to Chubb. Chubb, great pass inside to Edwards, who lays it in. Fantastic look by Chubb. And now Crater switches to the full court. Inbound goes to Cross. And Cross dribbling up against Ray. And nearly has it stolen away as Ray dives out of bounds and didn't quite save it in. The Crater bench thought he was able to stay up and wasn't actually on the line. He actually saved it into Chubb. But the official said he was on the line. And Willamette to inbound. It's going to be Smith. Jondre Smith gets it into Cross. Cross against Ray. Outside the three-point line. Dribbles inside now. Step back. Nice pass to Jondre Smith. Outside to Curtis. Curtis open three from the right wing. Yes, sir. Jacob Curtis, his second three ball. He's got eight. And Willamette's back up by two. 4 minutes left here in the first half. Chubb to Edwards, left side. Now back to Chubb. Round the back dribble, pass over to Horton. Horton, a hot start, hasn't done anything since. To Biddle, now to Edwards on the baseline. Nothing there. He's cut off, and he stepped on the end line. Great defense by Jacob Curtis to cut him off and force the turnover. And again, that's kind of a staple for this Willamette team, is really good defense. Just giving up the 50 points per game this year. Smith dribbles it up against Chubb, beats him easily into the front court. Now step back, 15-foot jumper, back rim, no good. Rebound goes to Biddle. Biddle now to Chubb, and Chubb's going to bring it up. Guarded by Cross outside the three-point line. Edwards tried to set a screen, but he picked up the dribble and then passes over to Horton instead. Now to Biddle on the left wing with Smith on him. Cross-court pass to Ray. Ray leaves it off for Edwards. Nearly stolen away by Puckett, but they have a foul on the floor, and I believe it's going to go against him. Let's see. Yep. I got Luke Smith for the foul. That's his first. Inbound to Chubb. Chubb now to Horton. Horton, pump fake. Now a little runner in the lane. No good. Rebound goes to Curtis. Curtis now to Luke Smith. Brings it up against Chubb. Through the legs dribble. Luke Smith, a sophomore. Really coming on this year for the Wolverines. Covered a game earlier this year against South Eugene, kind of the start of the season, and kind of tell he was feeling his way into varsity ball, and boy, he has really picked it up. Owen Cross now to Curtis. Curtis going to shoot a three from the corner. Jacob Curtis, his third three-pointer. He's got 11. Lam it up, 22-17. Biddle now to Chubb. Trying to find ways to get it to Biddle in open space, and Willamette is not giving him any. Now this time they get it inside. He's backing down Smith. Fadeaway jumper, no good, but he's fouled. And they got Smith. That's going to be his second. And I tell you what, if you're 6'10", 190 pounds, what are you doing shooting fadeaway jumpers against a guy half your size? You have got to back that man down and dunk it over him. But he's shooting free throws either way, and he is a very good free throw shooter as he knocks down the first. 3-for-3 tonight from the line, 22-18. Wolverines with the lead. Now Smith hits the bench, and Luke Burke checks in for him. And Biddle rattles down the second free throw as well. So he's got four, all on free throws. Burke gets the inbound. Willamette leading by three. Dribbles it all the way up. Now outside to Smith. He is just left wide open from the left side. Rattles off the rim. No good. And the rebound to Biddle, who gets it to Horton. Horton dribbling it up. Now double-teamed and trapped to Biddle. And Biddle tried to do a cross-court pass. And I think he thought Nathan Johnson was just going to stay there in the corner, but he didn't. He tried to cut to him to come to the ball, which they do tell you to do. And Biddle threw it where he was, not where he's going to be. And it goes straight out of bounds. So the turnover gives the ball back to Willamette. It's going to be Burke dribbling it up against two defenders and beats him into the front court, and now resets the Willamette offense to Curtis. And Curtis now hands it back off to Burke. And Burke dribbles right, trying to get it to Cross, but can't. Gets a screen from Luke Smith. Dribbles left, now outside to Puckett. Puckett off a screen. Thought about a shot against Biddle, now thought better. Gets it out to Curtis. Curtis drives inside the lane, has a block by Biddle, but right back to Puckett. Puckett to Smith. 15-footer, no good. And the rebound is going to go to Crater, but they got a foul on the floor. And it's going to be against Nate Horton for pushing Curtis in the back. So that is Horton's second. Fourth team foul against the Comets. 22-19, Willamette the lead. Minute and a half left in the first half. Inbound goes to Luke Smith in the corner. Dribbles it out. Nice defense by Edwards, and it's knocked out of bounds off a Crater. Actually, Nathan Johnson with the defense there. Chubb checking in now for Horton. Willamette going to inbound. Cross to do it, and he slaps the ball, now gets it into Smith, gives it to Curtis, back in his man down, leaves it off for Puckett, rejected by Biddle, off the backboard, and he retains possession for the Comets and brings it up the floor himself, nearly poked away by Puckett, and they got a foul, going against Puckett, trying to reach in against Biddle, and it's such a easy notion, because he's so tall, and the ball has so long to go when he dribbles it, from his hand to the ground, that there feels like there'd be more time to reach in there and take it away, and so that's what Puckett was going for. So a little bit too late. So one-on-one, now Biddle to shoot, and he knocks down the first. So Nate Biddle, 5 points tonight, all on free throws. Crater back to within two. Dribbles it, shoots the second one, knocks that one down as well. So Nate Biddle, 6 points, Crater down by one. Minute and a half left in the first half. Curtis gets the inbound to Puckett. Puckett now up to Burke on the right side. Dribbles in the lane. Little 10-foot jumper. Front rim. No good. Rebound to Biddle. Biddle going to bring it up the floor himself. Picks up the dribble. Passes to Ray, who gives it right back to him. Cross court to Vranus. Vranus going to dribble right side, goes up against Smith and has it rejected right back in his face and now dives on the floor for it. And we got a jump ball. Possession arrow, going to give it to Willamette. A little confusion about who should be getting the ball now as Puckett runs down to inbound it. I think he thought Crater was getting it. Now he is underneath the basket. Crater in the full court pressure here, trying to get it to Cross. Instead goes to Burke on the right side. Beats his man up the floor. Is bumped. No foul called. Actually splits two defenders. Now to Cross. Cross on the left wing. He dribbles in. Up in the left hand. Off the glass. Strong move to the basket by Owen Cross. He's got six. Willamette back up by three. Clock under a minute remaining as Biddle dribbles it up. Shoots a left baseline jumper way long. And the rebound goes to Cross. He gets the air ball chant from the students right next to him. And Cross brings it up. Round the back dribble. And Chad Carpenter tells him what to do, which is apparently run some clock here. Now he dribbles in. Fakes a pass outside as it knocked off his hands and out of bounds as he tried to go up for a shot. Dribbled in, faked the pass out to Curtis, was trying to go up with it and had it poked out of bounds. So Willamette retaining possession underneath their own basket. Smith going to inbound. Looking, nothing there. Now gets it to Burke on the left wing. Guarded by Ray. Ray right up in his grill. He has to step all the way back to the midcourt stripe. Dribbles in, now leaves it off for Puckett. Puckett outside to Smith, 20 seconds remaining. And Smith dribbles it all the way back out to the top against Nathan Johnson and just letting some clock run. The sophomore. Pass over to Cross. Cross with now 10 seconds left. Gets a screen from Curtis. Dribbles left through the legs. Step back. 25-footer. Yes, sir. Oh, baby. That thing was deep. 2-1. Vranus the other way. Full court shot off the backboard. No good. And as you might expect, they go to their gunner when they need a long-distance shot to end the half. And he delivers. Great first half defensively for the Wolverines, but they got some nice offense there in the second quarter as well. Our score as we head to the half. Willamette 27, Crater 21. When we come back on the other side, I'll give you some stats and let you know how things went from earlier on this week. Actually had a couple of games yesterday as well. And so we'll get you all that and more. It's the halftime here at Willamette High School on 95.3 The Score.
You support the communities where you live, work, and play every time you shop and save at Bi-Mart. Warm your tummy with Progresso Soups, now 3 for $5. Stay healthy with Bi-Mart Vitamins and Supplements and save 30% off. Please your pooch with Purina Dog Chow Wet Dog Food, now $4.99 for 6 cans. And for cuddly softness, save on Snuggle Dryer Sheets and Fabric Softener. Shop local, spend local, stay local at your Northwest employee-owned Bi-Mart.
If you're in charge of hiring at your business, wow, that can be a challenging task. Paperwork, interviewing, advertising, very time intensive.
In a perfect world, you would corral all those prospective employees in one place, have them all fill out applications, gather their resumes, have an introductory conversation, and move on to the next step. Well,
welcome to the perfect world. Cumulus Broadcasting will be gathering hundreds of those potential employees on March 12th at our annual Career and Education Fair at the LCC downtown campus.
We're inviting you and your business to set up your booth space so you can meet these soon-to-be your employees.
Call for more information about reserving your booth. The number is 541-284-8509.
We'll do all the marketing, too. Just one more thing off your to-do list.
The power of 6 radio stations is a great way to generate your new pool of employees. Call today, ask about the annual Career and Education Fair.
We'll make it easier for you to find the perfect new employees.
Take this number down, 541-284-8509.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Make and receive business calls using our iPhone and Android apps. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Forward your calls to any phone and even get your voicemails transcribed. Join over 250,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
High school basketball on 95.3 The Score. Tonight's game is brought to you by Bi-Mart. Get ready for your season for less.
Halftime here at Willamette High School. Alex Braga here with the Bi-Mart High School basketball game of the week here on 95.3 The Score. Bi-Mart, get ready for your season for less at Bi-Mart. head over to BuyMart.com and find your nearest location. They also have daily and weekly cyber deals. And as I've said all year, you can get your flu shot from BuyMart. They don't tell me to tell you that. I'm just saying that because you should do it. Because you don't want to get sick. You don't want your kids to get sick, all that good stuff. You know, I've been telling you all year. Whatever. Our score here at the half, 27-21, Willamette over Crater. Willamette led in the first half by Jacob Curtis, who scored 11 points, had 2 rebounds, 3 three-pointers for Curtis in the first quarter. So coming off a hot game against Churchill the other day where he scored 18, already on pace to beat that tonight with 11. Owen Cross, 9 points in the first half, and a rebound. That includes that three-pointer right before the buzzer to end the half. Tyler Culliver with 2 points and a rebound. Luke Burke, 1 point, 3 rebounds. Jondre Smith, 2 points and a rebound. Luke Smith, 2 points and a rebound. Going on over to Crater, Nate Biddle, their star, hasn't been able to get anything going. No field goals so far tonight, but 6 points, all from the line. He has 6 for 6 from the line in the first half. Also had 4 rebounds. Nate Horton started off hot, as Crater led by 10 points to start the game, and Horton had 7 early on, but hasn't done anything since then, and so he still has those 7 points and a rebound. Jaden Brainis, 4 points for Crater. Hunter Chubb, no points but 3 rebounds, and Kruger Edwards, 4 points and a board. Both teams, 9 rebounds in the first half, and so the edge to Willamette on the scoreboard. A lot of it has to do with really good defense against Nate Biddle. Again, Nate Biddle being courted by pretty much every college in the country. He is a sophomore. He's also 6'10" and 190 pounds and can shoot from the outside. So he's got a lot to do to develop his inside game. There is no doubt about that. But 6'10", that is something college coaches can work with, I would think, especially if they have an outside shooting touch, which he does. And again, a touch at the line as well, as he is 6'6" from there tonight. But again, not enough against Willamette, who has done a great job kind of bracketing him every time he tries to go inside and not allowing anything for Crater on the inside at all. Pretty much everything they have done has been from the outside, and it was Nate Horton to start the game, and not much since then. All right, let's get to some scores from earlier on this week. A bunch of games on Tuesday, some games on Wednesday as well. Actually, Thurston had to play, the Thurston boys and girls each had to play 2 games pretty much back-to-back. In fact, they did. They had to play on Tuesday and Wednesday, and Thurston actually took both of those. They beat North Eugene on Tuesday, 67-45. Mason Miller scored 21 for him. Kyle Castley had 16. Cameron Parks, who's had a great year for the Highlanders this year, led them with 21. And then the Colts beat Eagle Point on Wednesday, 63-25. So a nice week for Thurston. Kind of one of those deals where you get it all out of the way early, and then you don't have to worry about it the rest of the week, and you can just kind of chill. Churchill on Tuesday beat Willamette. Mentioned that earlier, 70-62. That locked up the Midwestern League for the Lancers. 7th time in the last 8 years for them. Silas Bennion led them with 21 points in that one. North Bend beat Springfield 59-57. Jaden Frank led the Bulldogs 24. Zach Brown led the Millers with 26. Kind of a frustrating year for the Millers this year, as kind of high hopes with a guy like Brown, who is just a fantastic player, but they have just kind of remained around 500 all year, and that's what they are right now, 11-10 overall, 7-7 in conference. And so kind of an outside shot at a playoff for them. Midwestern League gets those 4 automatic slots. That's going to be Churchill, Willamette, Thurston, and Crater, and Springfield just on the outside of that. So it's kind of going to depend on how they do in a play-in game, pretty much. But they have Zach Brown, and so they have a shot. And again, Crater on Tuesday took down Ashland 51-46. Biddle scored 17 and had 14 boards in that game as well. KJ Pippa, 18 for Ashland in the lost 6A games. North Medford beat South Medford 68-53. South Eugene took down Sheldon 70-68. That's a big time win for the Axe, and that set up the 3-way tie atop the Southwest Conference. And so big time win for South there, to as Sheldon was kind of taking control of the conference all of a sudden after a really bad non-conference slate. They were really taking control of the conference, and South Eugene took a big-time win to knot things up there. Aiden Clark led the Axe with 18 and 14 rebounds, also had 4 blocks. Josh Paul, 18 points against his former school, actually transferred from Sheldon this year. And Patrick Herbert led the Irish with 20-10. Roseburg took down Grants Pass 73-58. Get this, Colin Wormuth with 40 points for Roseburg in that one. He is one of the best players in the state, bar none. And Roseburg just having to deal with suspensions and injuries this year, haven't been able to stay atop where they would like to be. But, boy, Colin Wormuth, a fantastic year for the Indians. Girls scores from Tuesday. Thurston, again, playing Tuesday and Wednesday. They beat North Eugene 43-33 on Tuesday. Megan Miller led the Colts with 23-11. And then they beat Eagle Point on Wednesday 49-46. Churchill beat Willamette 50-30. Lancers now 19-13 overall, 13-1 in league. Went on a 27-2 run in the second half to run away with that one. Crater beat Ashland 67-36. I have some, let's see, Springfield beat North Bend 61-26. Emma McKinney led the Millers with 24. Millers, by the way, 18-4, 13-1 in league. McKinney, one of those players who transferred from Marist, who I mentioned earlier. And 6A game, Sheldon beat South Eugene 47-35. Sheldon moving to 20-4 overall, 9-0 in conference. And Grants Pass beat Roseburg 69-24. South Medford beat North Medford 69-33. That game played on Wednesday. All right, those are the scores from earlier this week. Great game out here at Willamette tonight. Our score here at the half, Willamette 27 and Crater 21. When we come back, we'll bring you the second half here on 95.3 The Score.
You're not alone out there on the financial field. Columbia Bank has an entire team dedicated to helping you win. From managing cash flow to customized loans and treasury management, our team is there to help you achieve your goals. So no matter what you're determined to do, let us help you bring it home. Find out more at columbiabank.com. Columbia Bank, where relationships rule. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
You support the communities where you live, work, and play every time you shop and save at Bi-Mart. Warm your tummy with Progresso Soups, now 3 for $5. Stay healthy with Bi-Mart Vitamins and Supplements and save 30% off. Please your pooch with Purina Dog Chow Wet Dog Food, now $4.99 for 6 cans. And for cuddly softness, save on Snuggle Dryer Sheets and Fabric Softener. Shop local, spend local, stay local at your Northwest employee-owned Bi-Mart.
High school basketball on 95.3 The Score. Tonight's game is brought to you by Bi-Mart. Get ready for your season for less.
27-21 Willamette. Second half underway. Crater with the basketball. Hunter Chubb on the left side. Gives it to Brainus. Top of the key. Now over to Horton. Horton cut off. Alex Braga here from Willamette High School. Thanks for joining us tonight. Horton tries an interior pass to Biddle, and it goes off the backboard and goes right to Culliver for the Wolverines. Gets it up to Smith. Smith on the left wing. Through the legs, dribble against Biddle. Goes right now. Pass over to Burke, who's going to slowly reset the offense for the Wolverines. Passes to Cross off a screen, and we got a foul on the screen. Going to go against Culliver. Kind of leaned a little bit too much into the defender and got caught for it. Tonight's game brought to you by Bi-Mart. Get ready for your season for less at Bi-Mart. Find out everything you need to know at Bi-Mart.com. As Culliver checks out after the foul. Boy, quick trigger there for Coach Carpenter. As Culliver hits the bench and Jondre Smith comes in for him. Brandis dribbles across the timeline, gets to Horton. Horton inside to Biddle. Now he's triple teamed as it knocked away by Curtis right into the hands of Smith. And another steal. Every time Biddle gets it inside, he is double and triple teamed and has not had any room whatsoever. Burke now right wing dribbles inside off the backboard and good. Luke Burke up with the left hand off the glass gets it to go down. 29-21 Wolverines. Brainus to Horton on the right side gets a screen. Now shoots a floater off the backboard. No good. Rebound to Curtis. Curtis's third board of the night. To Smith. Now up to Cross. And Cross going to back things out. Gets a screen by Curtis. Dribbles right into the lane. Spin move in there. Now drops it off for Smith. Smith outside to Luke Smith. Smith going to shoot a three. Back rim no good. And rebound goes to Biddle. Lots of Smiths on the floor. I'm not sure if you heard me. Biddle gets it to Edwards. And now back to Biddle. And he is fouled. And it is going to be Luke Burke. And that is Luke Burke's second foul of the game. Second foul quickly against the Wolverines to start the half. And Vranus gets it into Biddle, right side against John J. Smith. Dribbles right now outside to Horton. Horton pump fake in the lane. Cut off by Smith. Gets it to Biddle. Biddle backing down John J. Smith. Goes right over him. Gets the shot to fall. Well, there's the first field goal of the game for Nate Biddle. And that's what happens if you single cover him down there. You just go right over the top of anybody. Burke the other way. Inside the lane. Cut off. Now outside to Curtis. Curtis open three. Yes, sir. Jacob Curtis is 4-3. And he continues a hot first half into the second. 32-23 Wolverines. Vranus all the way to the rim. He is fouled and can't get the shot to go. Boy, he had an open shot there. Just couldn't get it to fall off the backboard, but he's going to go to the line to shoot too. A nice job by Vranus of not kind of resting on their laurels there. Going right at him. As Crater's really close as he misses the first free throw. Really close to letting the Wolverines pull away here. Blake Eaton checks in the game for Crater. Kruger Edwards takes a seat. Alex Puckett in for Luke Burke for the Wolverines as Vranus knocks down the second free throw. 32-24 Wolverines as Cross brings it up against Vranus. Goes all the way in their lane, passes out to Smith. And Smith in the lane has it rejected. Oh, they couldn't have called a foul there. Oh, boy. They did. They got Hunter Chubb for a foul, and he basically grabbed the ball as Smith was going up to the rim with both hands, and they called him for a foul. Well, Smith knocks down the free throw anyway. Sometimes the ball does lie. Go figure. Rasheed Wallace is wrong about something. Smith knocks down the second free throw as well. 34-24. Wolverines up by 10. Vranus outside to Biddle. Gives it right back to him and now gives him a screen. Vranus dribbles left. Pass out to Eaton. Eaton tries a backdoor pass to Horton and he gets it to him. Now inside to Biddle. Biddle double team. Backs his man down. Goes up with the right hand. No good. Rebound goes to Curtis. I got to get that shot to fall if you're 6'10". As a pass to Puckett is knocked out of bounds by the Comets, and it's going to stay with the Willamette. And there's no way around it. If you're 6'10 in the lane, you've got to get that shot to fall point blank. Doesn't matter how many guys are guarding you. Smith with the ball, top of the key. Guarded by Chubb. Slowly dribbles right. Goes through the legs, crossover. Great move against Chubb. Goes right at him. Nice defense by Chubb. Knocks it right back in his face. Leaves it off for Smith, and Smith traveled. Smith leaves it off for Smith. It's going to be an issue, I imagine, for you listening. They got Smiths. They both touch the ball a lot. I don't know what to tell you. You got Luke Burke. You got Luke Smith. You got John Dre Smith. Yeah, Lukes and Smiths all over the place. I don't know what to tell you. Vranus inbounds off a screen, just shoots a three, and no good. Rebound goes to Ray, and he's right on the line. His right foot was on there. And so the rebound, but now the turnover, going to give the ball back to Willamette. Just cannot catch a break on those sidelines. I had a pretty good angle of it. He was definitely on the line. Inbound goes to John Dre Smith, who now dribbles up and gives it over to Luke Smith. Smith to Smith, and a timeout as soon as Smith gets across the timeline. It's going to be a full one. We'll take it to 4:13 left in the third. 34-24, Willamette over Crater here in 95.3 The Score.
You support the communities where you live, work, and play every time you shop and save at Bi-Mart. Warm your tummy with Progresso Soups, now 3 for $5. Stay healthy with Bi-Mart Vitamins and Supplements and save 30% off. Please your pooch with Purina Dog Chow Wet Dog Food, now $4.99 for 6 cans. And for cuddly softness, save on Snuggle Dryer Sheets and Fabric Softener. Shop local, spend local, stay local at your Northwest employee-owned Bi-Mart.
High school basketball on 95.3 The Score. Tonight's game is brought to you by Bi-Mart. Get ready for your season for less.
34-24, Willamette over Crater. 4 minutes remaining in the third quarter. Wolverines with the ball leading by 10. Heck of a game. Heck of a second quarter leading into a nice start to the third. for the Wolverines, and they're all over Crater and five-star center Nate Biddle. Puckett with the ball, gets it to John Dre Smith at the free throw line, outside to Cross. Cross dribbles in, backs off. What a great pass underneath to John Dre Smith, who lays it up and in. Cross into the lane, drew Biddle towards him and just kind of got him up in the air and left it right underneath him. And an easy lane for John Dre Smith. 12-point lead for the Wolverines. Vranus inside the lane. Pass there to Eaton, and Eaton shoots a 10-footer, knocks it down. Blake Eaton, the sophomore, his first two of the game. 10-point lead again for the Wolverines. Puckett across the timeline, hands it off to Cross. Cross step back, thought about a three, gives it over to Smith. Smith in the corner, he thought about one, now gives it back out to Cross. Cross with Vranus guarding him, lots of room if he wants to try to take him. He does, crossover. Now Biddle cuts him off, pass outside to John Dre Smith, who dribbles inside the lane, nothing there. He's going to go right back out to the top of the key. He's got Biddle guarding him, doesn't really like that situation, so he gives it off to Cross. Cross guarded by Vranus, dribbles left, now hands off to Smith. Smith in the lane, little floater right at Biddle, gets it off the rim and gets it to go. Luke Smith not afraid of the 6'10" center. Floats it right over him. Luke Smith has six. Lamets back up by 12. The other way, Ray. Pass out to Vranus. Vranus open three from the corner. No good. Boy, he has been off all night. Rebound goes to John Dre Smith. He is quickly running up against four defenders, nearly as it's stolen away on the floor. Out with it is Luke Smith. Smith has Puckett backdoor. Oh, a little late on the pass, and it's stolen away by Blake Eaton. He dribbles it up. He has it poked away. Goes right to Cross. Now Cross quickly the other way for the Wolverines. Backdoor pass to John Dre Smith. Pump fake. He traveled. You betcha. Boy, a great pass by Cross, and Smith was open. And he got in the lane and took an extra step. It's the pump fake that did it to him. And we got a timeout on the floor. It looks like Chad Carpenter wants to talk about it. It's a full one. We'll take it too. 2:09 remaining in the third. 38-26. We'll Willamette over Crater here on the score.
It's the world's largest indoor garage sale, brought to you by Goodwill Industries of Lane and South Coast Counties. Thousands will walk through the doors of the Lane Event Center March 23rd. To reserve your 10x10 spot, stop by Cumulus Eugene between 8 a.m. and 5 p.m. at 1200 Executive Parkway, Suite 440, right next to Red Robin. The 15th annual world's largest indoor garage sale, Saturday, March 23rd at the Lane Event Center. Brought to you by Cumulus Media and Goodwill Industries of Lane and South Coast Counties.
High school basketball on 95.3 The Score. Tonight's game is brought to you by Bi-Mart. Get ready for your season for less.
38-26 The Score, 2:09 left in the third. Willamette leading Crater here from Willamette High School. I'm Alex Braga. Tonight's game brought to you by Bi-Mart. Get ready for your season for less at Bi-Mart. Well, one guess who Nate Biddle's dad is. Sitting in the crowd across from me in the visiting parents section. He's the tall gentleman. As you might imagine, the 6'10" player's dad is also pretty tall. As Vranus gets the inbound for the Comets, dribbles up against Luke Smith, tries the inside pass to Biddle, knocked away and stolen away by Curtis. Great defense by the Wolverines. Gets it to Luke Smith, who now brings it up the floor. The entire gym here at Willamette, by the way, smells like popcorn, which is not a bad thing. Luke Smith dribbling up against Blake Eaton. Nothing there. Now crossover, tries to beat him. Through the legs, dribbled it. A lot of action and not actually getting anywhere. And he now goes back near midcourt, now dribbles inside. Cross-court pass to Culliver. Now Culliver gets it back out to Cross. Cross guarded by Vranus. He's going to dribble left. Goes all the way at him, man, and goes right through him. They going to call the offensive foul or what? What's the call here? Nope. Jaden Vranus picks up the foul on that. I am not sure where that came from. He was guarding him, and I guess they got him for the reach. And Vranus has to check out, but Cross ran right through Blake Eaton, like over him. Inbound, tries to get it to Burke, and it's stolen away by Biddle. Biddle one-on-one against Culliver, goes right at him, and it's fouled, and shoots a fadeaway jumper, can't get it to go. Not really a jumper, kind of a runner, but he got fouled. And Biddle going to go to the line to shoot two after he misses the shot. Again, that's a situation. As he grows, into his body. Gets more comfortable playing inside at 6'10". He is just going to dunk over people. That should be what's happened. That should be what's happened. Or what happens there? Biddle knocks down the first free throw. 38-27 Wolverines. And Biddle again knocks down the second one as well. He is 8-for-8 from the line tonight. But again, just 10 points. And a turnover in the backcourt. As Cross is trying to get it to Burke. Nice defense by Ray. Forces the ball off his hands and out of bounds. And so Crater gets it back, trailing by 10. And Chubb going to bring it up into the front court. Just not able to get anything going offensively tonight at the Comets. Biddle, left wing, thought about a three, instead steps in, and now passes over to Chubb. Chubb gets a screen from Biddle, now leaves it off for him. He's going to shoot a three from the left wing. Back rim, no good. Rebound to Luke Smith. Yes, he does come out with it. And now he throws all the way up to Cross. Cross wide open. Three ball. Back rim, no good. How did that not go down? And Jondre Smith chases it down. He's going to drive baseline. Nothing there. Nearly poked away and stolen away, but gets it out to Curtis. Curtis inside. Now outside to Smith. Smith, three. Yes, sir. Luke Smith, his first three of the game. He's got nine. 41-28 Wolverines. Chubb with 15 seconds left in the third. Going to hold it for Crater for the final shot. He now dribbles right hands off to Biddle with 7 seconds. Gets a screen. Try to get it to Ray. Nearly had it stolen away. He's just going to shoot a desperation shot from just inside the three-point line, and he gets it to fall. Wow, that rolled all the way around the rim and somehow went down for the Comets, and a big-time shot to end the third quarter as they are very close to letting the Wolverines run away with this one, but now they are back to within 11 as we head to the fourth. 41-30, Wolverines over the Comets here on 95.3 The Score.
You support the communities where you live, work, and play every time you shop and save at Bi-Mart. Warm your tummy with Progresso Soups, now 3 for $5. Stay healthy with Bi-Mart vitamins and supplements and save 30% off. Please your pooch with Purina Dog Chow wet dog food, now $4.99 for 6 cans. And for cuddly softness, save on Snuggle dryer sheets and fabric softener. Shop local, spend local, stay local at your Northwest employee-owned Bi-Mart.
High school basketball on 95.3 The Score. Tonight's game is brought to you by Bi-Mart. Get ready for your season for less.
Fourth quarter getting going here from Willamette High School. Wolverines leading the Crater Comets 41-30. It's going to be the Wolverines with the ball to start the fourth. Luke Burke dribbles right, hands off to Luke Smith, who now gives it back to Luke Burke. And Burke in a drive inside, going up against Biddle. Rolls it down. What a shot. Luke Burke, little finger roll right over the 6'10 center. Biddle now with it on the right wing. Step back, thought about a three, instead passes over to Chubb. Chubb pump fake, now over to Eaton. Eaton tries to get it inside to Biddle. Biddle triple teamed, passes all the way out to Chubb. Somebody else has to hit a shot for Crater because they have been open. Chubb off a screen, 15-footer. Yes, sir, that's a nice shot. Off of the screen, Hunter Chubb, his first two of the night, 43-32 Wolverines. Luke Smith, again, left wide open in the corner, knocks it down. Lacrosse just dribbled across the timeline. He's like, how is my guy that wide open? Gets it to him, and he late knocks it down. Edwards now out to Biddle, nearly stolen away to Chubb. Chubb against Smith, pass outside to Eaton. Eaton now to Edwards. Edwards inside the lane, pump fake up with the right hand off the glass and in. Nice little move by Kruger Edwards. He's got 6 tonight. 46-34 Wolverines. Cross against the full court press. Over to Curtis, now to Luke Smith, over to Luke Burke. Burke pump fake, now inside, now outside to Luke Smith. Three ball, yes sir! The sophomore knocks down another three-pointer. And Willamette's back up by 15, their biggest lead of the game. Edwards in the corner, dribbles right. Now out to Johnson, who gets it to Biddle. Biddle guarded by Jondre Smith. Out to Edwards. Edwards, top of the key three. Yes, big time shot for Kruger Edwards. And Crater wants a timeout to talk over what they're going to do the rest of the way here. So 6:15 left in the ball game. Back to within 12. So still within striking distance are the Comets. They've really got to get something going consistently on offense. Crater's head coach Chris Schmerbach, named the Midwestern League Coach of the Year last year. 59-41 overall and 31-23 in league at Crater. Was also a coach at Marist from 05 to 08. Actually won a state title there in 2008. Overall record coaching 115-70. So he knows what he's doing. He has won at a high level. And last year, won a Midwestern League title. Couldn't get it done in the playoffs. Hoping for something different this season. Willamette out of the timeout. Gets the ball. It's going to be Burke bringing it across the timeline. Goes inside. Now pass out to Jondre Smith. Guarded by Biddle. Pass out to Cross. Cross guarded tightly by Vranus. Now he's going to dribble all the way back out to the top. And now just try to beat Vranus off the dribble. Nothing there. Leaves it off for Burke. Nearly stolen away, but goes right back to Cross. Now to Burke in the corner. Gets a screen from Curtis and dribbles all the way back out top. Nice defense by Crater on this possession. Chubb right in Burke's face as he tries to dribble right. Pass over to Curtis. Looking back door, nothing there. Instead gets it to Jondre Smith outside the three-point line, and Willamette's going to reset again. Burke dribbling inside the lane against Biddle. Nothing there. And tries to get it to Cross. Nearly stolen away by Vranus, and he saves it in and off of Curtis. Great defense by Vranus there. And that's where it's going to start for Crater. They have got to get some turnovers and turn them into points. Vranus brings it over outside to Biddle. Biddle now to Edwards. Now back to Biddle. He's open. Three ball, left wing. Back rim, no good. But the rebound goes to Edwards. Cross court to Chubb. Chubb's going to shoot a three. No good. Rebound goes to Curtis. Quickly up now. Cross on the runaway. Lays it in. Vranus now quickly coming the other way for the Comets. He does not have numbers, but he's acting like it. Nearly, and he does. Stolen away by Curtis. Curtis, two on one. Goes right at the rim, lays it up and misses, but the rebound goes to Burke. And now Burke's going to bring it back out top. No, he's left open. He's going to shoot it. No good. And the rebound to Jondre Smith. Another offensive rebound for Willamette. To Burke, to Luke Smith. Three. Front rim, no good. Rebound goes to Chubb and over the back call against Jondre Smith. I don't see Luke Burke miss many open opportunities like that one. He's got 3 three-pointers tonight. And 15 points. As Ray checks out for Crater and Horton comes in for him. Crater, Brainus going to bring it across and call out the play. It's a screen from Biddle. Biddle trying to go back door, nothing there. Pass over to Edwards now, to Horton. Biddle in the corner. It's Jondre Smith on him. Tries to go baseline. He's cut off. Cross court to Chubb. Chubb going to shoot an open three. Front rim, no good. Rebound to Biddle. No, it's on the floor. And out with it is Burke to Cross. Layup is good. A little bit of cherry picking there for Owen Cross, but it turns into 2 points, so who cares? Vranus pump fake in the lane. Up with a shot off the backboard and good, and he's fouled. All right, there is a tough shot in the lane. Somehow it goes down. As Jondre Smith going to check out, and Tyler Culliver, the senior, going to check in for him. Looks like Puckett also coming in. And Luke Burke going to take a seat. So 53-39 the score, 4 minutes left, and Brain is going to go to the line. Crater still has time, but they... got to play with a sense of urgency now. And Vranus misses the free throw. Rebound to Culliver for the Wolverines. To Luke Smith. Now to Owen Cross. Cross dribbling up against Ray. Double team passes over to Luke Smith. Smith against Vranus. Passes over to Cross. Cross against Ray in the lane. Little spin move now outside to Curtis. Curtis going to shoot a three from that side. No good. Rebound tipped in the air and over to Chubb. Chubb up to Biddle. Biddle quick fire three. No good, but he's fouled. So Biddle going to get to shoot three free throws as they got Curtis for the foul. It's his second foul as Biddle to the line to shoot three, and I have let you know all night long how he is as a free throw shooter. He's very good. He knocks down the first, and he knocks down the second. He has incredible shooting touch for a big man. It really is impressive. 10 for 10 at the line tonight, and make it 11 of 11. 53 to 42, big time conversion there for Biddle. Puckett gets it in the backcourt, double teamed, pass across to Curtis. Curtis tries a bounce pass, and it's kicked out of bounds by Ray. And so it's going to stay with the Wolverines. Luke Smith going to go get the ball and inbound it from that side. Ray right in his face, trying to get it to Curtis, and does. Curtis, guarded by Vranus in the backcourt, now dribbles across. Now guarded by Biddle, beats him, goes right at the rim, lays it in, no good, rebound to Puckett. Puckett up with a shot, it's good, and he's fouled! Alex Puckett, his first points and rebound of the night. Came at a big time here in the fourth. So the future really bright for this Wolverines program. It's senior night out here at Willamette, and there are some good ones. Culliver, Cross, Burke, Curtis, Jondre Smith, all seniors. Willamette should feel pretty good about guys like Luke Smith and Alex Puckett coming back next year, sophomores. He misses the free throw. Rebound to Crater, and Vranus out with it. And going to go right at the rim and miss it. And now he comes around a screen. Pass over to Biddle. Pump fake. Now he's going to shoot a three from the right side. Not even close. Off the backboard. No good. Rebound to Puckett. And we got a timeout in the backcourt. It's going to be a full one for the Wolverines. We'll take it to 2:57 left. 55-42. Wolverines over the Comets here on the Score.
You're not alone out there on the financial field. Columbia Bank has an entire team dedicated to helping you win. From managing cash flow to customized loans and treasury management, our team is there to help you achieve your goals. So no matter what you're determined to do, let us help you bring it home. Find out more at columbiabank.com. Columbia Bank, where relationships rule. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
High school basketball on 95.3 The Score. Tonight's game is brought to you by Bi-Mart. Get ready for your season for less.
What up, everybody? Thank you for joining me tonight. Alex Braga here from Willamette High School, the Bi-Mart High School basketball game of the week here on The Score. Bi-Mart, get ready for your season for less at Bi-Mart. 55-42, Willamette, the host, leading the visiting Crater Comets. And their man, Nate Biddle, who has not been able to get much going, but he is 11 of 11 from the line. But again, it has been a combination of really good defense and great outside shooting for the Wolverines tonight. And right now, 13-point lead, just 3 minutes left. Luke Smith to inbound, gets it into Burke. Burke now back to Smith in the backcourt, dribbling up against Johnson, and he beats him, and there's the foul. It's actually Eaton, who was guarding him, and picks up the foul. He kind of tried to reach around from the back and fouled him. As Luke Smith going to inbound for the Wolverines on the right side, trying to get it to Burke, and does, nearly an over the back there, but kept his foot on the other side, gets it right back to Smith. Crossover against Eaton, and then Eaton fouls him again. That is Eaton's third foul, the fifth team foul against Crater. Inbound goes to Burke, brings it up against Ray. Ray now to Smith, and he's fouled again by Eaton. So now Eaton's got to be careful. That's his fourth. I'm not sure why they're fouling Luke Smith. Not like he's a terrible free throw shooter or anything, and they're not actually going to the line anyways. And now Vranus fouls in the backcourt. And he fouls Owen Cross, who is exactly the guy you don't want to foul. Cross, a very good shooter in general. Also good at the line. And now Cross going to shoot the one-on-one as Crater in the bonus. 2:38 remaining. Crater's going to have to hope some of these don't go down. And Cross knocks it down. 14 points now for Owen Cross as he shoots the second one and gets that one to fall as well. So 15-point lead for the Wolverines. Ties their biggest of the game as Reynis brings it across. Pass out to Biddle. Biddle thought about a three, dribbles left, and has it stolen away by Luke Smith on the breakaway. He's got the easy lay-in. That might be a cherry on top of this one. A little over 2 minutes left. Reynis quickly up the other way. Shoots a three. Back rim, no good. Rebound out of bounds off of Curtis. Going to stay with the Comets. Fans in front of me complaining. That was definitely off of Curtis, though. It actually could have been called for an over-the-back. Inbound to Biddle. Biddle, cross-court, stolen away by Smith again. Smith all the way up of the lane. He goes down. Luke Smith just jumping the passing lanes, getting easy steal, 61-42. And an overrated chant coming from the student section to my right. They haven't seen enough from Nate Biddle and Crater tonight. Frankly, neither have I. As Kruger Edwards knocks down the jumper in the lane. 61-44 the score as Luke Smith dribbles across against Vranus. Pass to Cross, cross guarded by Chubb. Inside, and they got Chubb for the foul. That's going to send Cross to the line. Hunter Chubb, his third foul. For Willamette, the senior, Easton Murphy, going to get to check in as Jacob Curtis going to hit the bench. And Curtis playing in his last game here at Willamette, as is Murphy, by the way. So nice for Murphy to get some time. And Cross to the line to shoot the one-on-one. Knocks down the front end. 62-44. And I got to tell you, I have seen Crater two times this year and expected a lot more from them than I got. Cross knocks down the second free throw. They played Thurston earlier this year, and Thurston ran away from them as well. So, I don't know what to tell you. Chubb, right side, dribbles. Now pass over to Horton. Horton going to shoot a three. He hasn't taken a shot since the first quarter. Rebound goes to Edwards. He's up with a shot. No good. Rebound goes to Cross for the Wolverines. Guarded in the backcourt. Gets it up to Culliver. And now he dribbles across. Gets it over to Burke. And we'll see if they just let him run some clock out here. Over to Cross on the left side. Out to Luke Smith. They back off him. And it looks like Chad Carpenter going to call timeout to get some subs in. As this game well in hand, and it is a timeout. It's a full one. We'll go ahead and keep it right here. 63-44 the score. Willamette going to come away with a win here in their final home game tonight. And they're going to move to 18-5 overall and 12-4 in the Midwestern League. And hold on to second place. Excuse me, not 12-4, 12-3 in the Midwestern League. They're going to hold on to second place just behind Churchill. Again, they can't catch Churchill. They sewed up the league with a win over the Wolverines on Tuesday. Churchill 19-4 coming into tonight, 14-0 in league. That said, a phenomenal season for the Wolverines. Probably going to end in a second-place finish in the league. As substitutes now in for the Wolverines on the left side with the ball is a number I don't have. That's what you got, a bunch of JV kids in, and they're not on my roster or any roster that exists other than the JV one, which I don't have. And Willamette quickly turns the ball over, by the way, as you might imagine. So the inbound from the right side, bunch of backups in for Crater as well now. Ball goes into Chubb. Chubb guarded on the outside. Dribbles in, has it poked away, and now gets it inside. And nearly stolen away, and out with it now across court. And it is stolen away by the Wolverines. And a foul in the backcourt. And again, I don't have names for any of these guys on the floor for the Wolverines. I only have a couple of them for Crater, for that matter, as I'll try to listen to the stadium announcer here. As number two goes to the line, I don't have a name there, so we'll see. And he misses the free throw off the back rim. Rebound goes to Garrett Dance for Crater. Now he brings it up the floor. Pass over to Chubb. Chubb, 25 seconds left. Back out to the top of the key. Thinking about a shot. Number 12 in the lane, and I don't have a name for number 12 either. And then we got a foul on the floor against number 22 for the Wolverines, and I don't have a name for him either. So everybody gathering up statistics here, and I don't know who any of them are. And number 12 to the line for Crater. And he knocks down the free throw. So he's got one. Crater trailing by 18. Front rim, no good. Rebound goes to number 22 for the Wolverines, and that's probably going to be it. 15 seconds remaining, and everybody just backing off. Easton Murphy with the ball on the left wing. Students telling him to take a shot. This is going to be his last chance, and I don't think he's going to. Number two just kind of dribbling outside. 2 seconds left, 1 second left, and that is going to be it. Our final score here from Willamette High School, the Wolverines, a dominant 63-45 win over the Crater Comets. When we come back on the other side, get you some final stats and send you on your way. This has been the Bimart High School Basketball Game of the Week here on 95.3 The Score.
You support the communities where you live, work, and play every time you shop and save at Bimart. Warm your tummy with Progresso Soups, now 3 for $5. Stay healthy with Bimart Vitamins and Supplements and save 30% off. Please your pooch with Purina Dog Chow Wet Dog Food, now $4.99 for 6 cans. And for cuddly softness, save on Snuggle Dryer Sheets and Fabric Softener. Shop local, spend local, stay local at your Northwest employee-owned Bimart.
It's the world's largest indoor garage sale, brought to you by Goodwill Industries of Lane and South Coast Counties. Thousands will walk through the doors of the Lane Event Center March 23rd. To reserve your 10x10 spot, stop by Cumulus Eugene between 8 a.m. and 5 p.m. at 1200 Executive Parkway, Suite 440, right next to Red Robin. The 15th annual world's largest indoor garage sale, Saturday, March 23rd at the Lane Event Center. Brought to you by Cumulus Media and Goodwill Industries of Lane and South Coast Counties.
High school basketball on 95.3 The Score. Tonight's game is brought to you by Bimart. Get ready for your season for less.
Welcome back to the Bimart High School Game of the Week. I'm Alex Braga. Bimart, get ready for your season for less. Our final score here from Willamette, 63-45. Will High with the win. Wolverines move to 18-5 overall, 12-3 in the Midwestern League. Their next game is at Thurston on Tuesday. So, again, coming into tonight, Thurston trailing the Wolverines by a game. And so we will see. That one still, you know, could determine who ends up being second place. But right now, the Wolverines with the edge. Crater with the loss falls to 16-8 overall, 10-5 in the Midwestern League. They travel back to Eugene to play number one Churchill on Tuesday. Our game next week, kind of up in the air. It's going to be a playoff game. We find out the 6A seeding tonight, but the 5A won't be decided until Tuesday night. So depending on how Sheldon and South Eugene do, we could be there for a second round game, or we could be at either Churchill, Thurston, or Willamette for a first round 5A game. So stay tuned to 95.3 The Score throughout the week, or check out 95.3thescore.com to find out where we will be. Likely won't know again until Tuesday night, when the rankings freeze and the brackets are released, play-in games are going to happen, all that good stuff. And so, again, we'll find out on Tuesday when all that will be situated. Oregon men back at it tomorrow at UCLA with a 7 p.m. tip-off, coming off their loss against USC. Honestly, not much to play for the rest of the way other than pride if you're the Ducks. They are not going to make the NCAA tournament unless they win the Pac-12 Conference Championship in the tournament, I should say. And so, game against UCLA tomorrow, 7 p.m. tip-off. Join Joey Mack for his pregame show, 6:30, right here on 95.3 The Score. Oregon baseball, a doubleheader tomorrow as well, by the way. I believe that's going to be in our sister station, KUGN 590 AM. They play at 1-4. Good luck with that time frame. That's kind of tight for baseball. Well, before we send you on your way, let's get to some of our final stats and our piece of hardware we give out every Friday, our Bimart High School Basketball Player of the Game. And Bimart, get ready for your season for less. I'm going to go with Luke Smith, the sophomore. Finishes with 19 points, including 3 three-pointers. Also had 2 rebounds. The leading scorer for the Wolverines tonight. Hit some big-time shots, played really good defense tonight as well. So Luke Smith, our Bi-Mart player of the game. Let's go ahead and get to some more of the stats. Owen Cross finishing with 18 points for the Wolverines to go along with 2 rebounds. Tyler Culliver, 2 points and 2 rebounds. Luke Burke, 5 points, 5 boards. Jondre Smith, 4 points, 4 boards. Alex Puckett, 2 points, 2 rebounds. And Jacob Curtis, the senior, final game here at home, finished with 14 points and 5 rebounds. He had 4 3-pointers tonight. Over to the other side, again, all season long, everybody talks about Nate Biddle. And the Wolverines completely held him in check tonight. I mean, the strategy going against Crater is clearly you limit Biddle and you're going to be in pretty good shape. And tonight, they did a really good job against him. Nate Biddle, 15 points tonight, 5 rebounds, but again, only 2 field goals. And so 11 of 11 from the line, 11 of those points coming from the free throw line. But again, just 15 points for Nate Biddle. Really good job defensively by the Wolverines tonight against him. Kruger Edwards finished with 11 points and 3 boards. For Crater, Blake Eaton, 2 points. Hunter Chubb, 2 points, 5 rebounds. Nate Horton, 7 points and a rebound. Braden Ray finished with a rebound. Jaden Branis, just 7 points and a rebound. And that's going to do it for us tonight. Willamette winning the rebound battle, 23-17. Again, our final tonight here from Willamette High School. Wolverines 63, Comets 45 after tonight. Willamette 18-5 overall, 12-3 in the Midwestern League, and Crater Falls to 16-8 overall and 10-5. Big thanks to everybody out here at Will High for the accommodations. For Bethany back in the studio, I'm Alex Braga. You've been listening to the Bi-Mart High School Game of the Week right here on 95.3 The Score. Good night, everybody.